Recorded Books and RB Digital present Jinxed by Amy McCullough. Narrated by Catherine Ho. Prologue. She burst through the trees, cradling the creature in her arms. The whine of a pulse gun sounded in the wood. She ducked, and the shot flew over her head, obliterating the trunk of a beech tree in front of her. Panic rose in her throat. They weren't just out to destroy the creature. They were going to kill her, too. She kept running, her feet slipping inside the blue plastic overshoes she hadn't had time to remove before bolting from the lab. She'd known this day would come. She'd crossed the line so far, it was no longer even a mark on the horizon. But she still hadn't been ready. How could she ever be ready to lose what she'd been working on her entire life? The creature vibrated against her chest, a red light pulsing against its hot metal skin like a heartbeat. It wriggled in her arms, trying to escape, as if it too knew what was coming. But she tightened her grip. She just had to make it to the other side of the ravine, to the emergency car that would take them to safety. The next shot hit her shoulder, and she wasn't sure who screamed louder, her or the creature. She stumbled, one leg collapsing underneath her as her foot sank into a crevice hidden by a carpet of fallen leaves. She dared to glimpse down, and her heart almost stopped. The creature's metal body was smoking, the acrid stench of burned electronics filling her nostrils. The pulse guns were doing their job, destroying it from the inside out. She pulled her foot free and pressed on. The bridge was so close, she could feel the rumble of trains as they passed underneath. Yet the heavy footsteps of the men behind her were louder still. "Come on, come on," said the voice crackling in her ear. She must have come into range of her partner's communication device. She forced her legs to pump harder, ignoring the sticky, wet stab of pain in her side. Barely had her toe crossed the threshold onto the bridge when alarms wailed, hidden IP protection sensors blaring from the tree line. Traps sprung from the ground, nets that coiled around her legs, tripping her up. "I'm down!" she screamed into her earpiece. "Help me!" Cutting comms, link destruction in process. Almost as an afterthought, he added, "Sorry." And the line went dead. Another pulse thumped her in the back, launching her forward and sending the creature flying from her arms. She had no choice but to watch as the smoking hunk of metal disappeared off the side of the bridge. Her assailants ran past her now, flinging themselves at the railing, leaning out over the edge, and watching the blaze of sparks sent up as the metal monster hit electrified track. It was gone. Her life's work destroyed. The men turned back to her, gun barrels leveling at her head. She closed her eyes and accepted the inevitable. Down on the tracks below, the creature shuddered with one final pulse of life. As a train thundered down the tracks toward it, it only had the energy for the faintest sound. It purred. Part 1. Jinx. Chapter 1. Smoke rises from the tip of the soldering iron, my eyes watering as I stare at the motherboard through the microscope. I don't dare blink, not until I finish melting the silver solder with its rosin core flux into miniature peaks, connecting the loose components together. I count the seconds in my head as the solder dries. 1, 2. The butterfly lifts its delicate mechanical wings, opening and closing the intricately detailed triangles of metal as it runs through system checks. Whir, click. A small vibration signals the okay. Yes! I jump to my feet and dance, rocking my hips in time to the victory music in my head. Mom rushes in from the kitchen. "You did it? Why don't you check?" She nods and says, "To me, Petal." It takes a second for the command to register, but the butterfly flaps its wings, lifting up to land on her hand. Mom's face glows, reflecting back the stream of texts and emails that Petal projects onto the flat of her palm. Looks like she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?